Okay. The read.
Are we waiting on somebody else?
We're waiting on Shane. You know what is so cool about this? I literally feel like this is what we do on a day-to-day basis. But it's like we finally find a platform where...
To make it official.
Yeah, make it official. Kind of like record the shit that we talk about.
On a daily basis, right?
On a daily basis. Daily basis. So, this is a way for Shane to come in here. First thing, probably not even know how to use this goddamn app.
All you need to do is pull down to something and click join and say accept. That's all.
Well, let's see.
How long we're going to be waiting on him?
Right.
Feels like forever.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. I mentioned Campbell King and Shane have yet to watch Real Housewives of Potomac. So, let me just talk to out of the three of us, I'm the only person we watch.
That watched all of it?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one that watched all of it because I've just watched, I think I only watched like season one. Girl, it's too toxic. I can't. That's too much. It's too much toxic. Toxic.
Listen.
Toxicity or whatever. It's too much.
I disagree to a certain level. You want to know why? Because I feel like a lot of the housewives, you know, them show some level of toxicity. Because, I mean, even right now, I'm not that tuned into season 10. Yeah, season 10 them reach of Real House of Beverly Hills because I don't like this whole gang up situation of Denise Richards. I really want that as well because something is going on. I just heard that they taped the reunion a couple days ago, so a couple things are going there. So also it there's a lot of things that I want to talk about, but first, I'm going to wait for Shane to jump in. I don't know if I'm going to jump in yet.
Do you want to shoot him a message?
We're just talking to him.
So what happened?
Just talking to Shane. I said, Shane, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to send you the invite. And then I hung up. Sent the invite and you were the first person that joined it.
Well, I just shoot him a message, so I'm guessing he's gonna be joining soon.
What the hell?
What happened? One second.
I thought he said that he was gonna join him soon.
Yes, I said I probably he's gonna join soon because I just shoot him a message. He's replying. He said he's here. Here we're
telling
girl, let's start again because I don't know what Shane is talking about. Join,
just tell him to join, to accept the invite.
I guess he's here now.
There he is. There he is. Oh my god, welcome, people. Alrighty, so for my audience that is listening, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is I Got Issues with my friend Shen and Shane.
You are.
Say hi, guys.
Hi, you're echoing.
It's okay. Any of us? I'm using my earphones.
Me too.
So am I.
Well, I'm not echoing, so I don't know what's going on your side.
I
need to get that sorted out.
Closer, because you were echoing before.
Okay, well, I'm not echoing now, sir. All right, so, Shane, I was literally just saying to Shannon that this feels so normal because it's really what we do on a day-to-day basis. We just sit on chat, but this is now on a platform where it actually records what we talk about. Mm-hmm. And we can split, edit, and do whatever the case, add background music, add stuff to it, and really just publish it so that other persons can really experience the drama and the chaotic conversations that we have on a day-to-day basis.
Wow.
Yes, you sum it up all. You sum it up well. That's basically what we're about.
Yeah, but Shane, you're sounding very low. Is there volume that you can put to your mic?
Am I so low?
Based up your voice.
All right.
So
first on the docket, I want to talk about the whole Nicki Minaj pregnancy. Have you seen the pictures?
Yes.
I think we all have. It's all over Twitter, not been quiet.
All over everybody's feed.
It's not been quiet. So I know every one of us on this podcast has seen it. So I don't know what you're talking about. If we have seen it, yes, girl, we have.
What do you think? What do you think about the first one? Because I saw three of them, and the one that she has as her DP on Twitter, that's my favorite. That's my absolute favorite.
The one with the mirror, that's my favorite too.
The one with the mirror? I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the one with the mirror.
The one that she's standing in a white cloth wrapped around her,
like
in a grass field.
Mm-hmm. That was shot by Dave LaChapelle.
Yeah, I heard he's a famous photographer.
Really? Yeah, he's shot a lot of famous persons, like Tupac.
He's a famous photographer.
But it doesn't feel like a photographer. It literally feels like he took a picture and then photoshopped something onto it. Because that's what it looks like to me.
But basically, what he does to every all of his photographs, if you realize.
It looks like
wasn't really sitting in the, Tupac wasn't really sitting in the bathtub. If you see the original photo, he was lying on a gray background. He just put him in the bathtub.
It looks very amateur to me. But, you know.
I love it, though. I like amateur work.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I do. I'm just forcing you guys to the punch. I know. No. I know you guys were absolutely thinking it. So I'm absolutely saying it for you.
Robin would probably be thinking that.
Really? No, Robin, I should not put words in your mouth? Really?
Robin, were you not thinking it? Answer the question.
Of course he was.
No, listen, of course. Why are you talking for Robin? Robin has his own mouth.
Yes, Robin, go ahead. Were you thinking it?
Why? Both gang up on me right now. I never said that. Both of you love to gang up on me. Period.
Take a Xanax. We'll pop a pill.
Mail it to her.
Pop a pill.
Mail it to her.
Anyways,
are we still talking about
the first two pictures that she posted was really giving me like Roman Reloaded esque vibes with the blonde hair. Because remember, I think she did that for when she did Roman Reloaded. Remember that, Shannon? So persons were comparing.
I think the pictures were not as good as they should have been. Because Katy Perry's pregnancy pictures were better to me. So, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry?
Who's? Katy Perry?
Oh my God.
You know, I haven't seen Katy Perry's pregnancy pictures. Honest to God.
Do you
want to
go and research?
The only one that The only one I saw, I believe, was when she took it from sideways and she was in like this sheer kind of see-through white video. Dress and she was that holding her
first music video, but that was one of them too. That was one of them. So that is
that's the one I saw.
But that was from her music video shoot.
You're right. I do think that the first two that I saw, they were a little bit basic, but I think the one with Dave LaChapelle, that was top tier.
So now it's top tier. That one. I thought you said it was basic just now.
Amateur is just what the word.
I said the first two was a bit. What? Let me state.
You're getting me
what I'm saying, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Shane and Shannon, okay? I'm saying when I mentioned the fact that it looked amateur, I wasn't necessarily speaking to the picture itself, but I'm saying from what I've seen of Dave LaChapelle and the kind of Photoshop work that he does, it seems like something that really anybody with good photoshopping skills can do, because I've seen better. But in terms of the picture itself, it looks good. I like it. It's very top tier, but I don't want to sound like I'm a hater, so I'll accept it for what it is.
Okay, Shane, do you agree with what he's saying?
I think the pictures overall were distasteful. I'm sorry. You don't need pee and a panty and pictures.
What?
Seeing like pictures from like Beyonce and Katy Perry. Oh my god.
You know, you missed one person because Twitter was a buzz yesterday with Cardi B.
Oh wow.
No, I'm not correcting you. I'm not. I'm really not. All I'm saying is that Twitter was buzzing yesterday because when she posted the pictures, persons were posting Cardi B's pictures. And
you can say her name, Scott Young. She was the first one who started the trend. You can say her name.
It was Mona Scott. Fucking lying.
Because I know you said that you
when,
got young. That
when you don't do your proper research.
Really, Robin? I'm the messy one. You're be the messy one here.
Oh my god. You know who was the first one that I saw? The first one was actually one of my Twitter followers. You know that Cardi B
fan. He's not going to fight
person.
You when he sees you in the street, because he knows you're a Nicki fan and he's a Cardi fan. And I'm mutual. I stand right in the middle. So you can say Ravi was the first one you saw and he reposted it from Mona Scott Young.
And I can fight. So I could probably say
so well I'm telling
that's
you,
messy
I
though
anybody's name because I know nobody
like that.
Get hold of me right now.
I did not like that. I really didn't. Why as Nicki posts up our pregnancy pictures, the Muffy Star posts up Cardi B? That doesn't make sense to me. That's so petty.
Yeah. Cardi photos to me look way better than Nicki's. I'm sorry.
I must say, her picture was very artistic. I'm looking at it right now. It was very well done. I love the flowers.
You can tell she put a lot of work in there.
I love her. I love the natural.
Very much. Yeah.
It was not.
Mm-hmm.
I must say it was good.
I I'm admitting that Cardi B is very well done. It's beautiful. It's amazing. She looks really great in that picture. But her baby's already here and healthy, thriving, living. I don't see the need for them to post up a picture that is so old Cardi B and try to compare to Nicki Minaj. Come on.
I'm saying this. Listen, when I'm time I'm for saying that. This. Because guess what's gonna happen? You see, if any other rapper is supposed to get pregnant a few months or years from now, guess what's gonna happen? The same thing. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj is gonna go up comparing them with her. Cardi B is gonna go up. It's just what it is. It's the rap female game. I don't know why.
I doubt that. And you wanna know why? Because persons want Cardi to be on the same level as Nicki so bad. And I don't think it's
so hold on.
They're reaching.
Since you said it's not they're like reaching. That. And that's not going to happen. Because I've heard you said stuff like this before. Said this is not gonna happen. And when it happens, then you retract your statement and say, "Oh yeah, I was just going off of who I am, and I can change my mind." So I'm telling you, from being in this whole pop game, and I keep saying that to you, like I've been in this whole pop game for a while. I know what the trend is. I am of this generation. And of the next generation, so I can tell you, this is what's going to happen.
And I'm not going against what you're saying, you know, I'm really not. But what I am saying is, yes, I get that there is a fan rivalry between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, but I am saying to you that what the fans. Cardi B's fans in particular are trying to do is not going to match up to the success and the success that Nicki has and her being at the level where Nicki has. You know, Cardi B's great. She's amazing. She's a good artist, but I don't think that she will ever be.
I think. If you don't understand.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm really unnecessary. That's why I'm in a
new.
You know what? I'm gonna give her wow. 3 more years. I'm gonna give her 3 more years. If she's in the game within the next 3 more years, then I'm
Listen,
going to be a fan.
I've heard this from Robin before. And I'm telling you, Shane, don't take this serious. Robin is not going to be a fan. Robin is just saying this to not let his barb side. Are you trying to be a little Nas X right now, Robin?
Okay.
Let me be
okay.
honest.
Here,
I'm kind of feeling a little Nas X vibes from you right now.
Shut up.
You're denouncing Cardi B in public?
Let's do an analysis. Zine? So basically, I've looked up some stats. Basically, Cardi B has over 305 nominations and got 115 of them. Nicki, who's been in the game, I don't know, decades. Has 134 nominations and won everything. Not much of a big difference considering this girl has been
the years of longevity that she's been here.
Not that Cardi B didn't win the People's Gold Seal because she used a TV show to get her winnings or fame. But I'm saying nothing is wrong. But you can't be comparing apples and oranges. They taste different.
Right.
Okay. You know what? You came well prepared with your stats. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And because I'm not that big of
Robin, why you keep saying I don't like stats. When you say that because you go on the defense when people mention Nicki Minaj's name. So you are more of a barb than you actually think. No, yeah, Shane is, listen, Shane is on this podcast for stats. You are the messy booth and you know I'm the one that gives what you guys don't have. So let's just work with what we're working with. It's just what it is. He comes with facts all the time.
Okay. You know what?
You better.
I digress. I digress. I want to talk about something that is a bit concerning to me. I want to talk about this whole Kanye situation because it keeps on, it's like this messy gift that keeps on giving, and I'm concerned about the state of mind and the world being Kanye West. So we've talked about tweets that he made talking about how Chris and Corey has tried to have him locked up because he's not wanting to get medical help. We've talked about we've seen the videos at his rally talking about Harriet Tubman not actually freeing the slaves but actually allowing them to work for other white men, and we've just seen how messy his rally is. Let's talk about the claim that he made about wanting to divorce Kim Kardashian, because that speaks volumes in my mind.
He's trying to run for some imaginary office in his head. I'm just saying, but he's not running, considering he has been a part of many scandals and even have a sex tape. Can you blame the man?
But I don't think that's the reason why he'd want.
First of all, when he goes to a press conference, the first thing they're gonna bring up is the messy past of.
Also, let me just say this is all alleged. Okay.
And you know these people can go attacking, like, what did you think about when you married a porn personnel or whatever? You know these people have to go in deep.
But I think that may be at the back of his mind, definitely, because I mean there are celebrities and all celebrities have passed, you know, how they get to their fame. But I don't necessarily think it's that though. I do believe that Kanye West is off his motherfucking rockers. I feel like he is not taking his medications as a bipolar person, and I think Kim Kardashian doesn't know how to handle it or really how to deal with it, because I don't know if any of you have been around someone who is bipolar, but they are the most difficult persons to take their medications. No, but when it comes down to taking their medication, that's when it becomes
a
problem.
That's because they have highs and lows.
But, yeah, they have highs and lows of, you know, being bipolar. You have depressive bipolars, and you have bipolars that become very erratic.
No, everybody goes through depression. So even though he clinical problem,
I'm not saying that.
You said the man.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I feel like because of it, and I think he is. But what I'm saying is, because of his erratic behavior, I think it's causing a strain on the marriage.
Are we talking about the same girl who jumped into a water with $80,000 earrings on and then cried when she lost one, even though it's in short? Or the girl that was married for 3 days? Like, what's the difference? She doesn't even have a problem, a clinical problem, but yet she's been, like, crazy and we've allowed her to be crazy. So, why are we all down on Kanye West?
That can be compared to the shenanigans that Kanye West is currently doing right now. I doubt it. I mean, this man literally said that he will pay $1 million to every person that refuses to do an abortion.
Pro-life. What is wrong with being pro-life? There's a lot of people who are pro-life.
I am a pro-choice person. I believe every woman should have. And where is he going to, where is, do you where know is he going to get that financial finances? Backing to be no, able to
only
pay
what is reported
thousands
in the media. You do not know the man's finances or what he has in his background with all his sponsorships and whatever he has made over the millennia that he had in the game.
Well, regardless, I'm pretty sure that it's not enough to cover almost all of those that babies are going to be, that are being born on a day-to-day basis, on an hourly basis, on a second basis. I doubt it. But I'm steadfast in my belief that something is wrong with Kanye West. I think that he's not taking his medication, and that is why he is exhibiting erratic behaviors, and I do believe that he
Shannon,
needs to get
what
help.
Say you?
Shannon, you've been silent.
I don't know.
Where did Shannon go?
All I can say, you guys hearing me?
Yes.
So all I'm saying is that he's off his medication. There is nothing we can do about that. There is nothing anybody can do about that. Because in America, if you refuse to take your medication, George, once you are not by the judge, somebody's not legally over you, it's your choice. She can offer his medication to him and he can refuse it. And if he doesn't want help, there's nothing anybody can do for him until he hits rock bottom. That's how it is. That's how it's worked here. Robin, we've watched this on Netflix over and over before. We've seen stuff like this happen to people. There's nothing we can do but allow this whole entire thing to just run its course and to see where it goes. But today I realized most people were saying this. The whole situation that's going on with them, every time Kanye West releases an album, this is what happens. He's off his meds. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, whatever the situation is. Because guess what? He wants his album to sell. So he's going to go out and do the most ridiculous, craziest, even to say he's off his meds to make sure that his album goes to number one.
So you're
and his
saying
album
this is all a publicity stunt.
You know what?
Platinum. In the media. And this is something he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is something that he's done before. You're right.
The last two albums.
You're absolutely right. The last two albums, because I remember the first that we saw this was when Life with Pablo, when I think that was around the time where they had the beef with
Jay-Z. That wasn't the album.
And that whole situation.
Life with Pablo was not the beef with Jay-Z. Was it? When was Life with Pablo with Kim Kardashian on the cover?
Yes. Because
which one was the album with Kim Kardashian on the cover where she was in a bath suit or something like that? Was it Life with Pablo? Or was it the album after?
I think it's, you know what? I
agree with you.
I think it was Life with Pablo.
I think it is. But yes, where the beef started. And that's where they were talking about Beyonce doesn't like Kim and all of this rifting, putting them against each other. Try to say this person doesn't like that person don't like this, yada, yada, yada. But yes, that's where it all started. Mm-hmm. But he was already bipolar before that. You know when Kanye West bipolar started? From the MTV Taylor Swift diss. That's where his bipolar started from. That's where it all began. That's when they found out that he was bipolar. When he went off stage, disrespected to
him. All the way,
And literally,
2008, sorry.
Yeah, he made a rap. That's where that was the first time he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That's the first time, because Amber Rose did not know how to help him at the time. That's why I think they broke up, because she didn't know how to help him. And then they were always blaming her. Everything, the media, everything he did. I don't know why am I always the first one here.
Right? So we're here for part two. We are here for part two.
And hi, guys. Hi, guys. Robin is the host, and we are starting. Yeah. We got
what happened?
The podcast ended. It's only running for like 30 minutes because Robin did that.
My internet, I don't know what happened to my connection. It kind of fell off. So this is literally part two.
Hello.
Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and continue. And then we just run whatever he got from whatever that was.
So we were discussing.
So I was saying that the reason why Amber Rose kind of called it. You're not hearing it, Shane? I think Shane fell off.
You did? Hold on. Let me see if I can add him. I'm going to add him back. I'm going to send another invite. I sent an... Ooh, this is so nifty.
What happened?
Yeah.
Are you hearing us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we were saying I think Amber Rose didn't stay with him was because she was getting a lot of the blame of what was happening with him. They would literally blame her for everything that he did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she didn't stay in that. That was kind of whack for anybody. I wouldn't want to stay in that either. If I'm going to get blamed for what you did.
But then again, you know, it's very difficult when you're with somebody who has bipolar disorder because you never know what you're getting on a day-to-day basis.
Right, it's like a Gemini. Let me just say that.
Wow, you're attacking everybody's aspect right now?
But it's true, Geminis are two-faced.
Really? Really, Shane? You want to pick up for a Gemini right now? Think about it.
I'm not as sure if I know any Geminis, but I probably do.
You do. You do know a Gemini. We all know a Gemini.
We know Cassius. Cassius is a Gemini. So what are you saying?
Well, I think I love people that are not in my surroundings. So
and you know this. I've said this on several occasions. And I've even... Why Shane keep falling off?
I have no idea.
Shane is running from the...
Running from the mess. You messy boots, Sean. Messy boots.
How am I the messy boots by speaking the truth?
Mm.
My whole day got fucked up.
Am I playing the devil's advocate right now? Because I feel like I am.
Advocating for what?
No, I'm saying that I feel like I'm playing the devil's advocate. But yeah, I don't. I do have a slight distrust in Geminis because I feel like they're two-faced and they're most likely to be bipolar.
Yes, Robin, speaking of your friends.
No, Shane, it's the truth. They are bipolar. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. All right. So next on the docket, something that I'm very excited for. I'm excited for Wendy Williams returning to TV.
Oh, gosh, the only person that watches
TV. What did you say, Shane? I don't want any Wendy Williams slander right now. I do not want any Wendy Williams slander right now.
Wow, you were just slandering another black person. What's the difference between us slandering this one now?
It wasn't necessarily slander of Kanye West. We were just talking about...
And it's not
Robin,
something. We're just speaking
Robin. Robin, you cannot say nobody slander her when she's slandering everybody on the face of this earth. So don't try to back her right now.
Yeah.
Of course, because that's my auntie. That's my auntie.
Girl,
I'm not going to say anything.
Let me say this to you now, ma'am. Because if you get in at the spotlight, she's going to slander your ass too.
Oh, this raggedy-ass person pops up from Jamaica.
And you know what? I would gladly accept the slander because you know what? That means I've fucking made it. Oh, okay? made it.
Why do you have to get slander to think that you've made it?
What do you mean? Because it means that I'm...
That's the world that we live in now.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the world that we...
And that's messed up, yes.
We accept shit.
So if Wendy Williams is talking about me, fine, go ahead, sis. But she's coming back on September 12th. I don't know how that is going to work out because, I mean, New York is still a fucking mess right now with the whole COVID situation that's going on.
They can have like a seat apart from each other. So I guess they're not going to pack the studio. They're going to have like one seat in between every person.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a packed studio. I think based on the information that I've seen, she posted that they're changing up the set. Of course, they're still going to be practicing social distancing. And let me tell you, the social distancing in Jamaica, it's really good. Because me personally, I only wear masks when I'm going into a store. Like if I'm jumping into a taxi, I don't really necessarily have a mask. I just walk with it. But if I'm going to go into like a building or somewhere, that's where I would have on my mask.
Why?
Once I'm outside and I'm not necessarily then. Because honestly, I don't like to have the mask. You all know I have issues with breathing, so I don't really like have it that much. But yeah. So next on the docket, I want to talk about Denise Richards. Because I love that bitch so much. And I feel like what she's doing is a complete boss move. So let me just give y'all a backstory of what's currently going on. So we're talking about the current season of Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. A rumor that was going around saying that Brandy Glanville was actually having an affair with Denise Richards while she was married to Aaron Pfeiffer. That is the man that currently married. What is going on?
They are just being themselves. It's just the sad part.
Shane, can you speak up a little louder, please?
I'm saying they're being themselves. It's just the bad part. They're in the spotlight.
I don't believe Denise Richards had an affair with Brandy. I feel like Brandy is trying to use that as her way in to get back on the show, and I feel like it's a desperate grab. And the fact that Lisa Rinna is kind of spearheading this sort of witch hunt for Denise, I don't like that. I don't like that because, I mean, they've been friends for over 20 years. Why would you, as a friend, not have your friends back? I don't like that. I really don't. According to Lisa Rinna, she's saying that this is what you signed up for. You signed up for a reality TV show to, you know, have the spotlight on your private life. But I feel like there's a level to it. And I think if all three of us are on a reality TV show, because we've talked about this, if all three of us are on a reality TV show, I feel like there should be some level of loyalty. And I don't feel that with Lisa Rinna and Denise. I really don't.
No, I would not agree, because this show is literally about creating drama so people will continuously watch the show. So there probably is nothing wrong.
There is because Denise actually hit Bravo and Lisa Rinna with that cease and desist. Yes, and
you and I both know as well as watching all of these housewife shows, not everything that they say goes through.
Well, I heard through Us Weekly that the cease and desist was sent literally on the day of the reunion taping. So with that being said, during the reunion, they couldn't talk about the allegations that Brandy made. Brandy wasn't even allowed to be on the set, and that was last minute, like the day of. So Brandy was banned from being at the reunion, and Lisa Rinna couldn't talk about this whole situation, this whole affair. You know, now that I'm looking at it, I'm wondering if there is some truth to it, because why go out of your way, so far out of your way, to send a cease and desist, right? Why are you being so defensive about something that may not necessarily be true?
Is it the first time we're seeing Beverly Hills Housewife go off the rails for no reason at all? No.
No. Oh. You're right. I want Lisa Rinna to be off the show now. Honest to God. Like, I'm getting tired of her messy, nasty, vile, malicious ways. Like, I'm over it. What? I'm so over it. She did it with Yolanda. Remember when they had the whole Munchausen situation, when she was saying that Yolanda was pretending to be sick to get sympathy? That was a big thing. She did it with Lisa Vanderpump, with the whole Puppygate situation. She literally had the whole cast ganged up on Lisa Vanderpump.
First of all, ain't nobody on that show can control Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, Lisa Vanderpump is a smart woman, because even though she lost Vanderpump Rules, because I heard that Bravo, I think, dropped Vanderpump Rules, but I heard that Lisa Vanderpump has a new show that it will be called Peacock, that will be on NBC Universal, that is surrounding Vanderpump Dogs. So she's literally taking her business elsewhere apart from Bravo.
And that is good. Diversification is always good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Boss move. So I feel like that is a good move. But this should be interesting to see. Hold on. This should be interesting to see the dynamics and how the whole reunion plays out, because I stopped watching. I really did, because I've there is so many shows that I've watched Denise Richards in. I mean, of all the housewives that I know, she's probably the one that I know the most based on the shows that I've watched. Of course, everybody know Garcelle, who is also a fan favorite. So I don't feel like they'll, because what people are saying, Shannon and Shane, is that this whole shakeup with the franchises, of course, Orange County got shook up. Some of the casts are no longer there, like Tamra, Vicky, and who else did they let go?
But hold on, Tamra and Vicky is getting their own show coming fall. You know that, right?
No, he didn't.
No, I was not aware of that. No. I'm not aware of that.
Yes, they're getting their own show. They're in the talks with Bravo for a fall show they're going to be in. They said it's going to be, I think, I don't know, I'm not sure how it went, because I just read it from a blog. But yeah, mm-hmm. They're in talks right now to get their own show.
Well, if so be the case, I think that's I've never really been a fan of OC. I just feel like it's redneck ghetto. Redneck ghetto realness over there. So
I agree.
I've never really been a fan.
And New York and New Jersey?
I mean, I'll probably watch New York soon. I'm warming up to the idea.
New Jersey to me is more downtown real ghetto, because New Jersey has more, they're more not whole Orange County is. They're far more different to me. So I've always loved New Jersey. Teresa is so good. Teresa is the best, and Teresa keeps that show going. I'm telling you. Literally, as Teresa went to prison, the show stopped. And as soon as she come back, the show continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Teresa has been doing that show for years.
Arba Musa Ersar.
Girl.
Arba Musa Ersar. Because you're right. You're absolutely right. She had carried the show. That's true.
For years, girl. Years that woman that carried that show there. Years.
But you know, now that we're still on the topic of the Real Housewife franchise, there is this big thing currently going on right now with Candace and Monique from Real Housewife of Potomac. So let me just give a little bit of a backstory. So this whole drama started between them when Monique became friends with Ashley Darby. Now, for persons who don't know, Ashley Darby is a cast member on The Real Housewife of Potomac. Nobody don't really like her based on the fact that she's messy, also evil and vile, and she have this weird ass relationship with her husband, who's a white man who's been accused of preying on other men, and also having cheating allegations on Ashley. So it was so weird to see Monique and Ashley became friends in season 4, because season 2 and 3 they were at odds with each other. So when it comes on to season 4, it was kind of like this weird friendship, and Candace wasn't really having it, because Candace and Monique, they were really good friends in season 3, and they were my personal faves. So it really bothered me to see the only two black girls, really black girls, because Karen isn't really that black. She's like bougie. Ashley's biracial. Giselle and Robin are the green-eyed sisters. Some never really liked them together. So Candace and Monique were really my two favorites. It really bothered me to see them odds with each other simply because of money being friends with Ashley. And then they had a heated situation in season 4 last season when Monique was pregnant. So Monique was like, bitch, I'll fucking drag you. And then Candace was like, drag me. Drag me. But of course Monique couldn't drag her because she did big enough here, God. She did like heavily pregnant. So she couldn't drag her. So I heard, you know, They filmed everything last year. So I guess they had an altercation where Candace threw a drink in Monique's face. And then Monique literally drug her. Like, but there was the security that was on set didn't get there on time. So I heard it was a whole drag across the floor, you know, Porsche Kenya style.
Wow.
And Candace filed an assault suit against Monique, but Monique countersued Candace because, I mean, if you throw a drink in my face, then bitch, I'm in my right to fully attack you back.
Right.
So I heard that's what happened, and I heard a couple months after they settled, both of them dropped the suit. But everything is going to be played out in season 5, that's upcoming. So we'll see how that one plays out. Also, Giselle never liked money from day one. I really don't like Giselle. I feel like she wants to be mad and miserable for no reason at all. No reason.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yes, and she gone back to her husband, her pastor husband, with that cheat panar.
Yep.
Yes, it's one of them gone back. I mean, I don't want to judge, but
you're gonna judge him. basically.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm not in their relationship. I don't know what's going on with that. So we'll see how that works out. So I want to, you know, take it a little bit local. I want to talk about the JCDC Song Festival that is coming up. Persons have already submitted their song list. So they're asking persons to vote. I'll probably have more information on that the next time that we have a podcast about how persons can vote for their songs for JCDC Song Festival. And they release a compilation album actually on June 3rd, I believe it was. You have a lot of the artists, like I heard Buju Banton has a song on there, Lost have a song on there, Giselle Rising Star, Sugar have a song on there. So it's a really good body of work, and it has reached top 11 on the iTunes reggae chart. So that's really good. That's really good. Also, sad news. I heard that Peter Touch have one son when he named Touch One.
You mean Touch?
Who was living in this state? Peter Touch have one son. Yeah, he was incarcerated in 2018 for possession of ganja. So he was incarcerated last year overseas, and while he was in jail, they had a brawl that left him in a coma for a while. So I think he passed away recently due to complications with his illness. So it could be like a neurological situation. You know, he wasn't healing properly. Maybe his medication just never did work, but he passed away. So it's really sad news. Also, something I want to talk about. I want to talk about this bill that the security minister is trying to implement in the House of Parliament right now. They're trying to make persons be liable for attacks on persons that a dog have made. For example, if I have a dog, Shannon,
I think my that's dog true. Bite, me know how the situation go.
Fine,
and I agree with. I agree. You have a dog, and your dog not stay in your yard, or come out. And they can attack me that is nowhere near jumping your fence or trying to get in your yard. Then you need to pay my medical bills. And if I die, like the lady that died last year, if I die, you need to bury me, plus pay my family.
Of course. And if you don't do it, then you can get fined. If it's just a regular bite, you know, you can get fined up to $500,000 or 3 months in jail. But if the incident results in death, then that's a $15 million fine or 15 years in prison. And I completely agree. I feel like surprisingly Delroy Chuck is actively working to like get persons to forget what he said about this whole 12-month cap on sexual harassment report.
Okay, and so what is he saying?
Well, there still hasn't been any amendment as a regards to that. We haven't heard any type of updates. We haven't heard any type of extension to that.
Because he doesn't want to do it. He already said his stance on that.
But you know what? Maybe they haven't voted on it because they're just bringing it into the House of Parliament. You know, there still has to be a vote on that particular bill to be passed. So maybe the reason why we haven't heard anything about it again is that it hasn't been passed. So that could be it. But I hope this bill in regards to the dog attacks that will be passed, because I feel like it will help persons to be really mindful of the dogs that they have, especially as it regards to pit bull, because most of the dog attacks what we have are from like mongrel, pit bull, when them let astray. Because me personally, when me I walk the scheme, you know, Shannon, I meet the people I walk with pit bull. child, me cross the road. Because you never know why I get with one pit bull.
Right.
Person saying that, oh, them friendly. And I've been around friendly pit bulls. I have, but I still don't trust them.
What's so friendly about them?
Well, I mean, I guess it's depending on how they're grown, how you grow them, I guess. But I feel like pit bulls have just that instinct inside of them that makes them dangerous. In a
sense. Fall off again.
I know. I sent an invite for him to join the group again. So I'm still scared of pit bulls. I don't think that they can be trained to be docile. I feel like if you let them go, then we just boom, jump off of you, attack you, go right for your ankle, go right for your neck. Anyway, with the fucking blood there, I just right. That are just in of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the main reason for.
But you know that they breed those type of dogs to do dog fights and stuff like that. That was the main reason for a pit bull, was to be built and made for dog fights. So if you have a pit bull in your yard and he or she gets out and try to attack somebody, literally, he's going to kill, because their brain, how they were built in a lab, was meant to go and kill. So that's why most people, when they see them, they try, if they say, listen, I'm not comfortable with a pit bull, I want a different type of dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. No mongrel going out there go bite up nobody. Most times, 90% of the time, is a pit bull leading the pack where he or she is going out there to attack people.
Listen, missing mongrel attack people as well. Because me personally, I don't like stray dogs. And that's the problem. And it's not just about, the bill is not just about the pit bulls, you know. It was a reason why the bill was its proposition, but it's not like the main reason. Because we know, say, mongrel dog love left out of people yard, go try to attack people for no reason at all. Like me, literally, I'll walk on the road and me pass one dog and the dog start back off of me for no reason at all. No reason at all. And then when that the dog to bite me, nothing and come out of it. No.
Are you
not going like that?
Money.
You understand?
Long with dripping your hand.
And I'll him something there.
Girl, that's a lot.
So
there was something
that I saw in the news. I heard that the pension, they were planning to stop the pension where persons would now collect the pension through the bank. I heard that they have to go, they were trying to make it as if you would get a card, like a debit card or a key card, depending on the banking system that you use, where instead of you actually getting the check for your pension, it would go directly into your bank account. And so you'd, you know, kind of draw through that card. And I have some issues with that, because I feel like when you have one card, you know, say you have fees, where if you go try to maintain and the upkeep of that particular bank account, I'ma just feel like, say, the bank, I try do some little snake shit to try to rob people at their pension.
Yep, taxes. But
let me tell you, no, they're not. That's not how it works. If they're gonna give you a card, the card is gonna be like, you know, when you used to work for what is it called? YOU?
Oh,
that's what it's what called, Robin.
Youth.
Youth thing. Remember when you used to work for
NYA, National Youth Service.
Yeah. NYA, yeah. So when you used to work for NYS, you don't get paid directly through a bank account. They give you a temporary card that lasts for a year. And that temporary card, they pay
like
you
a key card.
That's exactly like a key what card. They are. It's basically what I read is basically what they're trying to do. Now, the same thing is what they're doing in the U.S. is when you are getting your unemployment now, they send you a card in the mail, you access that card, and that's how you get your unemployment now. So basically, that's what I got from what they're saying. They're just trying to remove themselves from the deposit, because you know that when you're depositing money, you have to pay to deposit the money into an account. They're trying to move away from that. So they're trying to work with the bank to get a card like that, where they just give the bank a set fee and just give the bank a one set money, and they just deposit it all. They just get a portion. So instead of paying the deposit rate, they just get a portion for that card. So I don't know how they're going to do it. If it's every 3 years that the card is going to expire and you go back to the bank, renew your card, or it's year. But something, that's what I got from what I read, basically.
Ah, I see. I still don't agree. Well, why don't you agree, Shane? Because that wasn't the information. That wasn't how I understood it when I read it.
Because not everybody is card savvy. I know for one that not everybody is card savvy and does not.
Shane, you're paying it out now. But you have to get a bank. The money, they're not mailing you a check. You know, they used to mail the check and they stopped in the post office to steal the check, so they have to stop.
Let me finish my point, because first of all, especially in Mabe, these people wait until you go to the ATM and either tamper with the ATM itself, or they wait till you come out to rob your ass. And I'm talking in Montego Bay, because I know well amount of stories about that.
I was a victim of that.
Exactly.
So I'm speaking from experience.
The check is technically better, because not everybody's going to follow you into a Western Union or one of those check cashing agencies.
Shane, listen, they are trying to stop the check because the people in the post office are still allowing people to set up people to go and steal and watch you when you change the check. They rob you, or the people in the post office, they steal the check and try to change it out at a Easy Cash place. So they you know that an Easy Cash place is easy. You're just going with the check. Oh, it's my grandfather. You present an ID and them cash the check, give you, even if it's not your name on the check.
Yeah.
But the people in the post office, they're stealing it. So that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Yikes. So anywhere you take it right now, there is a problem.
Yeah. That is true. But on some level, I do agree with what you're saying, Shannon, because I feel like in this particular age that we're in, everybody's trying to move away from paperless. It's trying to move away from papers, trying to make everything more electronic. And if it is how you explained it, I don't have any issues with that. You know what I mean? And key cards are very easy to work with, whether you're elderly. Right. And because, I mean, the elderly persons what we have now, where I go into pension, you know, them pension age, we definitely sure say them should be able to understand how to use one goddamn key card. In a that hard.
Of course, my growing up, I've always learned that no matter what age you are or how old you are, once it comes onto your money, you do not play. You will always know how to get your money and to do to get your money.
Of course.
Because you need money.
I've also seen persons, the older persons standing in the ATM line. And if they don't know something, they might go ask somebody to help them how to access the machine. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm hearing you now.
How to access the machine, how to put in them password, how to get them money. I'm definitely know, say, after them figure it out the first time, I'm not going to figure out because I this of them money I come through. You know what I mean? So as I said, Shannon, yeah, once it comes to making money, you're not gonna play. Cause I still I remember the passcodes for all of my cars, and even the one that went inactive right now, I still remember the password for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. All right, we're gonna move away from that right now. We're gonna go to the next topic, guys. Which is what's going on down there with y'all ministers, tapes and money being misplaced and stuff like that. We want to touch on that. Starting with Robin, because you're from there now, you know what's going on. What do you think about all of that?
I feel that this is a distraction in a sense from the main issues that we're having right now. Because I feel like Christopher Tufton has been doing such a good job in terms of making sure that we kind of have a tight, really tight lid on the COVID-19. Persons have really, really been, you know, feeling good about what he's been doing for the country in that regards. And I feel like this whole personal situation will come out is just a distraction from the good that he's been doing. And I find it distasteful in a sense. I feel like persons shouldn't really allow that to distract from what he's doing. Now, granted, it all, with that being said, this whole situation with Market Me, where all this money I get funneled into Market Me, which I hear is that the CM woman went to the fuck head or have the contract to Market Me. Now the integrity people have all rights to look into it to make sure say it's not a conflict of interest, and I don't have any issues with that. But I mean, if you know what I mean, that should I don't feel okay. Like that should really necessarily distract from what he's doing as a politician. No. Right. Bruce Golding came out and said that, you know, Andrew Holness is one of the most likable prime ministers that we've had in a very, very long time.
True.
More likable than him, more likable than PJ. I think the only person where Jamaica was really feeling that well was Michael Manley, and that was in the 70s.
And they have a right to feel Michael Manley at the time, because he was making headways. He was developing. He was looking out for us as a nation. And I was looking back at some of the things that he has done back then, mm-hmm. where in stopping mm-hmm. embargoes with people who were racist and looking out mm-hmm. for Black people in a whole and making sure mm-hmm. his people were always put first. So yes,
I had no idea that he built so many schools.
Yes, girl, he did so much for so much for my generation to come and reap, and I appreciate that. Really, that is, I really do.
That is true, because he did a lot of things. Because one of the things that stuck to me personally was this bastard act that he proposed, where persons, even if they're born out of wedlock, still have access to healthcare, education, free education, and you know, other benefits. So that was one of the main things that stuck out, that you know, stood out to me personally, mm-hmm. because you know, even though I was born in wedlock, a lot of persons weren't. So you know,
girl, are you throwing stones at me?
I'm not throwing stones. I'm just saying I was privileged and a lot of persons weren't. So,
anyways, my on all of this is, I believe that your personal life always, puts some step into your business or your job. The balance between both of them is very simple. Do not sleep with your employees, and always make sure that the stuff that you have going on at home doesn't come to work. That's all. Because if you don't do that, the thin line that is there will never be crossed. That's just how it is. It's like you having a double life. You know you have a double life. You know you're doing what you're not supposed to be doing, but you make sure that the both lives are never intertwined. You make sure that this female that you're sleeping with over here does not know that your wife is over there. Or if she doesn't know, she respects your wife to not do or say certain things. So once, that's just a little bit to me, and it, that's his personal life. You are right, but it leaps over into the business of what he's trying to do, and people are going to see it. If I was told that the whole leak of the sex tape was done by his wife,
which we all saw.
Well, then guess what? She is fed up. And once she's fed up, she's going to put your business out there. And that's exactly what happened. And now people are not going to see the good that you're doing for the country because your personal life shadows all of that. And that's where the problem is. So you can't tell us, oh, it's my personal life and I shouldn't discuss it. I'm going to discuss it because you put it out in the public. I didn't ask you that. Your wife did. So you can't come and shut us out because it's already out there. So I will have a problem with that because I don't know anything about Andrew. I know he's married. He got two boys. One is black and one is brown because people tend to do that to say, oh, my, like I was watching a YouTube video the other day, not going away from the topic, but I was watching a YouTube video and this YouTuber from Jamaica was making a vlog with him and his mother and his brother, and he was like, oh, my brother looks dark because of the lighting on the phone. And I was like, really? Was this necessary? Like, why did you have to explain that? Everybody in Jamaica, whether you're white or you're black, you are still considered black. So I don't see the big deal of you saying that. But anyways, I just did that to make a joke. But yeah,
I don't know why you would want to touch on the fact that the man, one of the men picked me brown and one of the picked me. Are you alluding to the fact that the man get jacket? Because I feel like that's what you want to do.
No, girl. I literally did that because of what the guy on the YouTube vlog said, the popular
No.
He was like,
you made a point of highlighting the fact that he had one brown son and one dark.
Yes, because
is the man jacket?
No, because listen, look, he is very much lighter than her. She is darker. So one of the sons took off of her and one of the sons took off of him. So, but I know. But what I'm saying is, based on what the YouTuber said, is why I made that joke. Because he was like, my brother is not as dark as how he looks. No. But in fact, his brother is that dark. Because I went, after finished watching that YouTube video, I went on Instagram, put his brother up, and his brother is literally that dark. But he was, because he's lighter, he was trying to make a point like, we are... Like, I was like, what the hell? Like, that's the problem with us as a nation.
Yeah.
We don't see each other as how we're supposed to see each other.
We don't see each other on the same level. And, you know, I never really understand why color and race has always been a big issue. And for someone to tell me that they don't see color, that's bullshit in
that's
my
a lie.
Eyes.
Mm-hmm, that's a lie.
Because we all see color. We everybody has different shades, you know, have different aspects that makes them unique. And for someone to say, oh, I don't see color, that's like the biggest bullshit somebody can possibly tell me.
Right.
Nobody can tell me, say, oh, I can date. Ooh, I think my phone is here. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What? What is that for today?
That's why I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Did you bring it to Eve?
That was so fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
Hot dogs.
Oh my god. Anyways, moving to the next topic. Girl, what do you feel? How do you feel about the corona thing and schools being opening up in
disaster waiting to happen?
It's a whole mess happening here already because here's saying students have to go back to school whether their parents like it or not.
Yeah, them have to go back to school. They have to go back to school. Whether they like it or not. And as I was telling one of my friends, we are now in a situation where we're now living in a new normal because this thing now gonna go if you know. Coronavirus now I'm gonna leave, you know. So right. we just figure out a way to work around it. And as lots of persons saying, may the best immune system win.
Wow. Shane, what do you think? What were you saying before? Go ahead.
It's a whole mess because the classrooms are already.
Where's the hot dog? Out.
So ensure that the kids are distancing themselves. Lunchtime, everybody huddled up trying to get food. Break time, it's the same thing. Like, it's a whole mess.
But you know what my mom told me though? I don't know about like secondary schools or whatever the case may be, but I know that for the for early childhood, when they come back in September, they're gonna have to split in shifts. That's how they're gonna have to do it.
In shifts. No, but that's dangerous. Remember, that's the reason why they stopped doing the shift school stuff because children were going missing all the time.
For some that people, is it's not beneficial.
Right. Children don't learn that way because if they're going to go to school in the evening, the students that go to school in the morning learn better than the students that go to school in the evening. Because, that's how they cut the whole shift system out in the first place. That's not safe. I don't believe in that.
So, I don't see any other alternative because at the end of the day, children have to learn. The children have to go back to school.
They need coronavirus. To cut class down to 15 or 18 students in a classroom, and that will work.
So what's going to happen to the other children?
That's what I'm saying. If they cut it down, they build more classrooms. Or they make makeshift ones. You know what they're doing now? Let me say something to you. Let me tell you what they're doing here. You see the upper class people who is able to hire a teacher to come at their house and teach them. They started a program called School Shift. So what happened is that they make a makeshift classroom in their house. You know, these people have 5 and 10 bedrooms. That's what we're talking about. Rich people.
Right.
They're making a makeshift classroom in their house, and they're having 5 students in that classroom. So any five students can go. The teacher will teach them, and they have another class, another parent will have 5 more, and another teacher is there. So what happened is that automatically those children are going to learn. Because if you have 5 children to 1 teacher, that teacher has the more time to spend with that child. So guess what? The parents who is not able to afford to do that, their child is going to be reading at grade 2 level in America. And the teachers union in Florida is now suing the governor because they're telling them in the next 2 weeks they have to go back to school. And the teachers have to go to teach them. So they're suing them now. There's a big lawsuit going on. So it's a whole mess up here. The governor in Texas is telling them, well, you have to go back to school. If you get sick when you're at school, we send you home. You stay there for 14 days. And when you're better, you go back to get sick again. You see what's going on. So guess what?
That is scary.
Yes, because guess what? They're going to go home to adults, which adult system, immune system is not strong enough to handle or to fight this off two or three times. Because if a child goes off and gets sick, comes home, quarantined for 14 days, a mother catch it while the child is there quarantined, and then goes back to school, go again and catch it again and come back to the mother. What do you think? That mother is not going to survive a second round of that coronavirus. So she's dead. Then what happens? Motherless, fatherless, sisterless, brotherless, you alone until you die.
I'm very concerned about it because, you know, my mom is going to be with them, with these children, and, you know, it's so sad.
Which school do your mother teach?
Savannah Lamar Infant School.
So basically what they're saying is that children from 0 to 10...
Normally between the ages of 3 to 5, right?
So is children from 0 to 10 more is less?
No, not from 0. Not from 0. From 3 to 5.
No, I'm telling you, the statistic is... No. Not the students that your mother is teaching. I'm talking about the statistics, which is they're saying who transmit the coronavirus more. The children from 0 to 10 will not transmit anything. But the children who is a teenager, anybody within the teenage range, they're more likely to catch it and bring it home to their parents. Because your mother is going to be more likely to say, okay, guys, we're going to wash our hands every 2 hours. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And your mother is going to make sure it happens. But the teenager, you can't watch and make sure they wash their hands. You don't want to listen to you or follow your rules. What's going to happen? They're going to they're going to take it home to you. But anybody between 0 to 10, they're able to maneuver, watch to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do.
I don't know about the US, but I feel like Jamaica is going to be a little bit better in implementing very stringent
But you know that Jamaica is one of the Caribbean's. When they opened their borders, they were the best and still the best now at managing what's happening with their coronavirus there. They are number one. Because no,
that tracks you when you come into the country. You have to have that app and it tracks
Barbados, you. Barbados is now closed again because they have people who came out of the who is coming in the country with coronavirus and giving it to other people there. So they have to close their borders again.
Yeah,
and they don't know when they're going to reopen. So Jamaica is doing really good at a lot of things, thanks to the Minister of Health and whatever he's doing apart from his personal life.
We have to give credit for that. At least we have to give credit for that. You know, I definitely understand that people want to sensationalize, you know, personal things because it is a hot topic and it is what people, general public, is going to focus on, you know, and I feel like there's a time, I mean, I don't necessarily wrong the wife for doing what she did, because personally, if me there with somebody, I mean, find out of the information, the minute moon business, you gonna be the Pope himself, when I still lash out in Dirty Tory, regardless, but we just need to understand, say, you know, come on, it's the Ministry of Health. You know, we have more important things to really focus on. Focus on social distancing. Focus on washing our hands, wearing our mask. You know what I'm saying? But because everybody there, them yard, we don't really have nothing else to focus on. So we have to focus on, you know, what's, you know, newsworthy, which is not all the good thing that Christopher Tufton has done for the country, but more so what he's doing in his personal life, like the press conference that he did, and the journalist asked him if he would elaborate on the sex tape allegations at a press conference. You know, I was like, yikes. Why would you, as a journalist, ask a man?
Hold on. Why would you mean? Why would she would ask that? Why? You think the public don't need to know about it? Because I'll
probably star. Probably star.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Journalists need to report on everything. Their personal life, they're living in the public eyes. They're not private citizens, they're public figures. So what we call public figures here are Instagram people. They are considered as public in public figures too. So their personal life is here for us to scrutinize, to give criticism, to judge, and to be judge and jury. That's how it is. And if he was living in America, I'm telling you, he would have been out of a job.
You're right, because that's a lot of, yeah, you know what, you're absolutely right, because that's a whole lot of negative press that is surrounding him, since he is a person in a particular position. You're absolutely right. I don't know why I was thinking that. I was just focusing on the fact that, yo, Christopher Tufton is a really good candidate for really ensuring that everything I won, and based on that, I was willing to overlook some
this. No, girl, you can never do that. You can never overlook. Listen, he's heard that before. If your personal life is going to overshadow your work, that means that we are not going to pay attention to the good that you're doing in your job. We're going to pay attention to what is overshadowing your work, which is your personal life. Because if you are working at a job and every day you and your spouse is arguing and you come out and you take it out on us as the employees, we're not going to be paying attention that you're doing a good job. We're going to be paying attention that you took out your bullshit that you got from home on us when you come to work. That's how you're supposed to look at it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay, well, I'm sorry, I'm, you know, eating a little chip. So we've come to the end of our podcast. It's really been great. Thank everyone who has stuck with us for almost an hour, listening to us, you know, chop it up and, you know, have our own opinions, mostly Shannon. on issues that are, you know, really issues that is currently ongoing and affecting us as persons in their countries. Tuning to next week, where we'll have another session on. Thank you so much. Like, share, and subscribe. Thank you, everyone. All right, me talk to you guys.
Bye. Bye.